The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Welcome in, everybody. It's Wednesday. My goodness, I've been away from home so long, I've forgotten what my dog looks like and even where I live, but it's been fun. We've been at Augusta all last week. Patrick Reed, pulling off something that a lot of people thought he couldn't pull off. It was an incredible experience for him, I'm sure, and for all of us to watch. And we've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again on this show. Jordan Spieth, on Sunday, put on a clinic of how to play that golf course, just with two little hiccups the entire day. So we were so excited to see our good friend Jordan Spieth and his wonderful family. He's back. I think he's back. I think he's gotten some things worked out, and we're looking forward to seeing him going on and on in the progressing tournaments. He's not here this week, by the way. But our good friend Russell Knox is here at the RBC Heritage Classic this week, and his sister Diane, who co-hosts on the show, will be joining us tomorrow here at Palmetto Dunes. Now, let's talk a little bit about where we are and what we're doing before we get into the meat of the show. This is a 2,000-acre resort destination right in the middle of Hilton Head, South Carolina. It's bounded by 3 miles of Atlantic Ocean Beach on one side and a sheltered intercoastal waterway, marina, on the other. It was named the number 3 best resort in the South in Condé Nast Traveler's 2017 Reader's Choice Awards, and it was named to the top 25 best family getaways by Travel and Leisure. This resort's incredible. The people here have been incredible. The golf courses are incredible. We'll get into more of that as we get into the show, but thank you, Palmetto Dunes, for hosting us this week for the RBC Heritage Classic. It is a pleasure. If you come to Big Jim's Restaurant, where we're broadcasting from today, at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course, you better have your appetite ready, because the portions here are 2.5 to 3 times the size. And I'm looking at some guests right now that are about to order. Order big. they're huge. The portions are huge. They do not skimp on anything. The only thing better than the food and the portions that you're served here is the service and the people. And that, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I can be uber critical of places because we go up, we travel a lot. And this place is really, 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 it's the bomb. It's incredible. So, that being said, I know you're tired of listening to me, but you have to for a little bit longer before I bring our guests in, because yesterday we had Brad Mara, he's the VP of Resort Operations, join us. Clark Sinclair is the Director of Golf here. He joined us. And Doug Weaver, the Director of Instruction. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, go back on TuneIn, iTunes, wherever, Stitcher, SoundCloud, PGATour.com, wherever you want to go get it. Listen to that show. It was a great show. And for me personally, one of the highlights was being able to talk to someone like Doug. I mean, if you listen to that interview with him, it's like a $25,000 golf lesson that you're going to get, because he went through everything that he deals with and talks about with the people that he teaches, and it was just awesome, and I think everybody that was in this room enjoyed it too. But moving on, here we go. Chris Wyckoff, Swing Fit Club, is joining us. Hello, buddy.
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on?
Not a lot. We're getting ready, getting excited. It's been finally getting some nice weather down here, and looking forward to helping some people improve their game through finding the right equipment.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been a little overcast for a couple of days, but we did play.
Yep.
Jim Grosjean. Sorry, Jim. Hey, Jim.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm fine.
After whipping
basking from the glory of
getting into my wallet for 2 days.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Nice.
There are a lot of dots on that scorecard for Jim yesterday and the day before. We played the Robert Trent Jones course, which we're looking at right now at the window of Big Jim's Restaurant. We're in the Robert Trent Jones clubhouse, and we played the Arthur Hills course yesterday. And both courses are fabulous. I like the Arthur Hills course because, and some people say it was tougher. To me, it was a little easier, but it just wasn't quite as long as we played the Robert Trent Jones course. It's not on the ocean, but it winds through, and it has a couple of water hazards on it, Jim, as you well know, and I well know. Those new Callaway balls are gone.
You probably should have had your scuba outfit with you.
That's really funny. Thank you so much. Hey, Chris, let's jump in because you were over here yesterday talking to us. Now, Swing Fit was added here at Palmetto Dunes in 2016, and I was enamored with what you guys are doing. Tell us, just give me the elevator speech.
Perfect. Yeah, we are a true custom club fitter where we are brand agnostic. We fit all major brands of the clubs from PXG, Titleist, Mizuno, Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, anybody else I missed. We fit them all, and we don't play favorites that way. It allows us to find the ideal combination of shaft and club head for each golfer, and it's we find it's pretty rare that somebody needs one brand all the way throughout the bag, and so we can mix and match, and just it allows us to find the right fit, and then we are able to build them here to tolerances that they are only equaled when they out of the semis down at the Heritage now at the tour trailer. So we follow through because if you don't, you can have the best fit in the world, but if the build isn't exactly right with the right quality controls and the right shafts in there that are certified to be the right ones that you used in the, it's very similar to the ones you used in the fitting, the performance won't equal what you saw.
You know, I experienced that yesterday and day before with, and I won't name brands of what's in my bag right now, but it's a shaft that was a little whippy,
mm-hmm.
and I was just having a hard time controlling it. I was spraying it all over the place and went to a stiffer shaft yesterday and still had some issues. So I know now, even though my clubs are fitted to me, that I need to come see you guys and start from scratch again. Let's just let's take what I have and set it aside, and now let's look at what I really need.
Yeah.
And just work through club by club. Tell me more about the concept of being able to mix and match. I like that.
Well, it's, you know, we found, and I mean, we fit hundreds and thousands of people a year, and there's not one brand that we find is any better than any other brand. They all have strengths and weaknesses, and each club and each model, they all do different things. And they just, you know, sometimes, you know, a certain iron is better if somebody misses on the toe. Sometimes a new driver, if they have a up, you know, they miss high, that's better for them. And so by being able to test and not having any loyalties to any one brand, you know, somebody might have been playing brand X for their entire life, but they miss on the toe, and this new model from a different brand, brand Y, is designed specifically for people to miss on toes. And so we can help find that.
I need that. I was missing on the toe a lot. Jim, mm-hmm. what was I not yesterday?
Well, I think you might want to try getting away from the hickory shafts.
Yeah, you know, but my granddaddy gave them to me, and I love those clubs.
You know,
right?
Well, there is some sentimental value, so it's...
We're talking to Chris Wyckoff, Swing Fit Club. They're here at Palmetto Dunes, been here since 2016, and they are really a true custom club fitter. They were on Golf Digest's list of 100 best club fitters for 2015-16 and 2017-18. So that's a pretty big deal.
We take a lot of pride in that. We worked hard to get on there. It's just kind of, and it being on that list is, you know, you have to fill out a pretty in-depth application, talk through everything. They do a lot of evaluation. There's a lot of customer feedback involved in that. So it's not exactly a joke list to get on. So we take pride in it.
No, it's not. The now, tell me a little bit. You have the ability to, or you have the only in South Carolina, Adele single length iron fitting system.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
The single length irons, they're a great concept. It's, you know, you think, I've heard Dave Adele talk about it quite a few times, and you know, if you think about it, if you were going to start from scratch and design golf clubs, why would you make them different lengths? Why would you make it harder on yourself? Why would you have to have an adjustable, have a ball position that you have to adjust with every club? Why would you have to have a different spine angle that would be different with every club? You wouldn't do that.
That makes a lot of sense.
Common sense. You wouldn't do that. Back in the day, you know, most irons were the same length, but you know, when they were using hickory shafts and they were using there wasn't a whole lot of engineering in these golf clubs, they couldn't gap the clubs. There wasn't enough distance gaps. So the easiest way that they could figure out before you had CAD engineering and understanding of physics that the club engineers do now, what did they do? They just, well, it's like, okay, let's make it a little bit longer, get a little bit more club head speed so we get a little bit more distance and spread them out. Today, technology is at the point where they don't need to do that anymore. And Adele and Cobra have done a really good job. I kind of like the Adele's a little better, but from a feel and sound perspective, they've figured out a way to get your proper distance gapping with all the same length irons.
Wow.
So you don't... It's
So in Memphis 2 years ago, I guess, at the FedEx St. Jude Classic, a friend of mine has a home right there on 18.
I
was staying there, and Bryson DeChambeau was staying there.
Yep.
And so we went outside at dusk, and we took his wedge. He said, let's take you out and let you hit my wedge into 18 green.
Yep.
It was a totally different – I mean, it was hard for me to wrap my head around that wedge being that long.
Yep. I would say you just hit on the one challenge we do have with them is the breaking of habits.
Yep, exactly.
And so it's – conceptually, I think they're amazing. We've had a lot of great success. The key that we found is when somebody believes and they want them to work. Because you have to, if you've been playing golf your whole life with different length irons, there is a little bit of an adjustment period. You have to kind of unlearn some of those habits that you have. And then once you do that, they're amazing.
I was curious, which length would you use? Would you use a 7-iron length or a 3-iron length?
Yeah, what's the standard you work from?
You choose the length you need. Is basically
so
it, what it
so
is.
So that's what you do.
It's what we do
here at Swing Fit.
Yeah, in the fitting process, we determine that.
Determine the length.
It's going to be somewhere in the 6, 7, or 8-iron length. Somewhere in there is where it's going to be. And that way, you kind of have an even number of clubs, you know, that would be a little shorter and a little longer.
Here's something that just baffles me is the kids coming into the game today, okay?
Yep.
And we want to grow the game. We all talk about it from the USGA, the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, the RNA, and the hada. How do we grow the game? Well, we're going to take dad's old clubs and we're going to cut them off to fit junior. I'd say you're shaking your head. That is the worst way to start somebody in this game is to give them old clubs, old technology, something that dad couldn't even hit, a blade. I started with, remember the old Wilson fluid feel staffs, irons, my dad's. That's what I learned to play with, cut off to fit me, and good Lord, it's like, well, you tell me, how do you bring a junior into Swing Fit? What do you do with them?
Well, I'm going to be honest, you know, we understand that getting true custom fit, true custom build, it's an investment.
Sure.
And so... is that the right thing for an 8-year-old who's going to be growing 2 inches in the next year?
Probably not.
Right. So, getting a kid into the game is not dependent on bankrupting mom and dad. You know, and so we understand that. We don't want that to happen.
Gotcha.
So we have had U.S. Kids golf clubs are our favorites. We love those. They have a couple. They have a regular line. They have a tour level line for somebody, a junior that's getting competitive. The quality of their clubs is amazing. What I really like about them too is they adjust the weight. So everybody that you know you're talking about technology and everything from before. That's one aspect. A big aspect when you have these juniors, if they're using club heads and shafts that were weighted for dad, and
even though
they're cut down. They're too heavy.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're way too heavy for them. And they just don't have the muscle to get them around. So by going to U.S. Kids, or there's some other good ones out there, but those are just kind of my personal favorites. They have the weight figured out. They've got the lengths figured out. It's the right way to go.
Do you fit a lot of ladies?
We do.
Okay, and
not enough, to be honest with you.
I see a lot of frustration with ladies. My wife, for instance, we had her semi-fitted for some clubs. And she used to play. She quit for a long time.
Yep.
But it's time now to put her back in your studio and get her fitted for the right clubs and get her something that she can be successful with and not add fault into the swing faults that you already have.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we see is the big it's such a huge problem. Not enough ladies want to make the investment, and they don't think it's worth it for them. So they're trying to overcome the wrong equipment.
Exactly.
And it just makes it harder. It makes it a lot harder. It makes the game not as much fun.
Okay. Let's talk about, we talk about club fitting. Let's talk a little bit about loft and shafts and your driver.
Yep.
What's the biggest fault that you see when people come to your studio? What are they doing wrong?
The two things you just mentioned, lofts and the shafts. Of everybody we fit for driver, I would say we probably need to increase their launch angle in about 80% of them. Maybe 15% are right, and 5% we need to lower it. that's it. Almost everybody we see, it's a generalization, but so almost everybody needs more, a higher launch angle.
Just run-of-the-mill 14, let's say 16, 17 handicapper that comes in, that has a 9-degree driver with a stiff shaft stuck in it. I'm sure you see that a lot.
Yep.
Do you remember the old 7-degree driver that was around?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how could it's like, why don't you just take your putter and hit it off the tee box with
well,
it?
Well, you know, when you had a Balata ball that was spinning at 5,000 RPMs, you needed that 7-degree.
Yeah,
because the more the spin, the higher the, you know, the ball will climb once it gets, once it takes off. So you needed to manage your peak height. So I think now pretty much the peak height of the ball is the same, but because of the shot is the same. But now when you're getting a good driver with the right shaft and today's new balls, you get those the spin rates down in 2,000, 2,500 RPMs. You need to launch it higher to get it to the proper peak height.
Now, I'm like my driver right now is a 12-degree.
Perfect. That's great.
And I like that because I put it out there when I'm hitting it.
Yep.
I haven't the past couple of days because I haven't played since the PGA merchandise show.
Yeah.
You'd think I would get to play all the time. I don't. So, but what we did is I couldn't do it this morning. I wanted to. So I had to give in and let old Gross Gene go over there and go through your system.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, first thought, just one sentence, what do you think?
I would say that when you go through that system, the gears system, which you'll talk about, you will know more about what's working and what's not working in your equipment and what way you should be going than any other thing I've gone through.
Than any other fitting, and you've gone
through
a lot.
I've gone through a lot of fittings.
Yes, you have. So what did you find? What was the glaring error that you found with your stuff today?
Who said I had an error?
I did.
Oh. Well, I mean, you pointed out that my droop was good.
Mm-hmm. Droop.
Yep.
That you explain what droop is.
So with our gear system, the gear system is it's a optical motion tracking system.
Okay.
You can use it for full body or just the club. You know, we put him in the full suit so we could kind of get everything from his whole swing. But we're focusing primarily on the club side of thing. And so when you're doing a normal fitting, even one of our normal, what we think are really good custom fittings out on the range, we're really just working on optimizing the output, which is the ball flight. I can't show you exactly how each shaft, what it's doing, when is it loading, when is it unloading, how much is changing throughout the swing. With the new addition of our gear system, we can show people that, and we can get that information. So we're able to see exactly, like at impact or halfway down or all throughout the swing, how much the shaft is deflecting backwards or forwards, how much it's, you know, deflecting the shaft is as you're loading it and accelerating it, the club head is going to be behind your hands.
Right,
just because the shaft is going to flex backwards. Well, then that shaft is going to, like any spring, is going to snap back.
And preferably at ball impact is where it...
actually, a little bit before.
A little bit before.
A little bit before. You want it to, because everybody, a lot of people focus on club head speed and think it's the most important thing in the world. My joke is the only time I really care about club head speed is when you hit one in the woods and you're throwing your club down the fairway.
I've been there, done that.
Because if you're going to throw it, you want to at least make it a good throw, right? You know, if you're going to get in trouble, you might as well do it right. But we really care about ball speed.
Okay.
And so ball speed and then proper launch angle, spin rate, and where it's going are the most important. The best way to increase ball speed is increasing your smash factor. Which is the efficiency off the face.
Right.
So hitting it in the right spot, it's like a trampoline. So what we were talking about actually, you know, releasing into the ball, we found that if you have the club releasing right into the ball, maximizing, you know, the spring effect of the shaft at the ball, it's hard to get the consistency just right. You'll start hitting it all over the face a little bit more. So if you have it release and spring just before the ball and kind of, in a way, the shaft is going back to its neutral position, the consistency improves. And so your impact position.
Well, I was having all sorts of fits yesterday with just hitting it all over the face.
Yeah.
And that's why I needed to do this. So anyway, so tell us a little bit about what you went through with Jim for our listeners out there. When you come to Palmetto Dunes,
yep,
you got to go see Swing Fit, I'm telling you, because Jim's grinning from ear to ear about what he found out, and I'm glad he's leaving town today.
Yeah.
So I have to play golf with him.
I know. Your wallet might be a little bit lighter.
Exactly.
But we brought him in. We marked up his club so we could test it and see what was going on. His shaft wasn't too bad for what it was. It was closer than most that we see. Most people, it's shocking how much they're having to overcome playing the wrong shaft.
In other words, the off-the-rack shaft is wildly inconsistent.
Exactly. It's wildly
inconsistent. One club to the next.
Exactly. So the one you had wasn't terrible for you. The droop is the up and down because as you're swinging, the shaft bends forward, backward, and up and down. Was a little bit too high on your shaft. So that's,
gotcha.
Think about it. It's just moving the ball towards the toe in the shaft. It's just, if your club head is drooping an inch or two, how are you ever going to be consistent and accommodate that? So we found that his shaft was drooping a little bit too much. The stiffness, which was a lot of the deflection, was okay, but the tip section wasn't stiff enough. So we went through, tried a couple different shafts, found one that he needed a little stiffer tip.
I hope it was a $900 shaft.
It was only $350.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Jim, he'll give you a discount. 2% off.
2% off, exactly.
We got all the money in the world, man. Come on.
We'll throw a free grip in on
it. What shaft was it? I mean,
he ended up fitting into the handcrafted hazardous yellow, 63 gram 6.0.
Okay. I don't know. What's in my Nature Edge driver?
I don't know.
Is it that hazard shaft?
I don't think so.
Not that one.
This shaft was yellow.
It was the bright yellow one.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And that one's a great. We find a lot of people fit into that shaft. It's a little bit.
Okay, I want to go to first off. I want to come back. Chris Wyckoff is the owner of Swing Fit Club, exclusively here at Palmetto Dunes, and they were Golf Digest 100 best club fitters for 15, 16, 17, and 18 in the country, which is doggone strong to have that behind you. I want to bring in somebody from Dallas, Texas, who's on the line with us right now. Tim, are you there? Tim Matthews.
I'm here, Frank. How are you doing?
There you are, buddy. Hey. Hey, we're sitting here with Chris Wyckoff here at Palmetto Dunes. Sorry you can't be here with us, buddy. The food, the golf courses, the hospitality, my bill when I leave here is going to be huge, but it's okay. It's worth every penny of it because it wasn't that it was expensive. It was that I overdid everything because the food and wine and drinks and golf, and the pro shop had a sale on, so you know what happened when I went in there, Tim.
Huh. Wow.
I didn't buy you a thing.
They kind of knew you were coming, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I didn't buy you a thing. Nothing. Anyway, we're sitting here with Chris Wyckoff, and he's Swing Fit Club Fitter, and if you've heard some of what we're talking about, Jim Grossjean's with us. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Jim Grossjean's with us, and he went through the whole Swing Fit system today. So what questions do you have for Chris? Because I know you're a fitter kind of guy.
Well, you know, I was just listening to him talking about ball speed more important than club speed. I'm just kind of curious and probably stupid, but they don't go hand in hand?
They're related, but not perfectly. So if you say, for example, you're swinging a 110 mile an hour driver and you hit it on the toe, your smash factor, which is how efficiently the club is delivering energy to the ball, is not going to be very high. It's going to be, I should have done some simple math. It's to say 100 mile an hour club head speed. So if you hit it out towards the toe, your smash factor might be 1.2 or 1.3. So that means the ball is only going to leave at 120 or 130 miles an hour. Whereas if you hit it in the dead center, the ball will leave closer to, the smash factor will be closer to 1.5. So it could be leaving at 150 miles an hour. And so it's better to just do, even if you had to, usually we don't, but if you have a slightly slower club head speed but a much higher smash factor, the ball speed is better.
You got that, Tim?
Gotcha. Okay. Well, makes sense.
It all makes
sense.
Now
I know why I'm not hitting the ball that far.
Tim, what driver do you hit and what shaft's in that driver?
I have a G400, a ping driver, the LST, and it has a matrix shaft in it.
Do you know which one?
It's one you're fitter fitted with, right?
It's a real pretty kind of white color with some blue.
Perfect.
Good. There you go. Wait, nothing but the best here on Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, huh? Yeah. That's interesting. So we've talked about the driver. We've talked about the Adele single length fitting system.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit. Do you do anything with putters at all?
We do. We'll fit all the major brands, but most of the fittings we do are the Adele putter. We love the Adele putters. What we're able to accomplish there with working through first the alignment with the different hosel shapes, the different head shapes, the different alignment lines. What we do is we use a laser and have a mirror on the putter face, so aim the laser at the ball. Then the person we're fitting, they aim the putter back at the laser. We pull the ball away. It hits the mirror. It shows us exactly where they're aiming. If they're actually aiming at the hole.
So you're dealing with eye dominance at that point, too.
It's a little bit of eye dominance, but it's also just how each person interprets what they're seeing.
Okay.
The eyes just work differently, and they perceive things different. And so everybody's got tendencies, a little left, little right, little up or down. And so we're able to, with the Adele fitting system, we're able to identify the proper head shape, hosel, and alignment lines that they need to aim the best, most consistent.
Now, I was fitted at the Seymour Putter Institute in Franklin, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I use a center shaft Seymour putter, a milled putter, that I absolutely love. And Jim will tell you, I'm a pretty good putter.
He is a good putter. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that.
And good chipper. I'm really good around the greens.
He even taught me a little.
I did. Tim, by the way, I did teach Jim Grosjean a lesson yesterday out on the golf course. I moved him from Mr. Risty around the greens, which he was just spraying the ball everywhere, to the Steve Stricker methodology. I dead hand it. My wrists don't go anywhere when I'm around those greens.
Yep.
How do you chip, Tim? Wow. Wouldn't
have to go there.
Don't go there. No, I mean, do you do it that way, or do you use your wrist a lot when you're chipping?
You know what? I've gotten to the point, depending on every day is different in my golf world. But what I'm doing more and more out of sheer necessity is 6 iron, 7 irons. If I don't have to get it high and can run it up, I just can pitch it better if it's more of a putting stroke than if I try to. Yeah, if I've got that pitching wedge, I get a 56 degree or something. It's just, if some days it's okay, a lot of days it's not. So I just find ways to get it close. I just kind of resort to not throwing a club. So I just try to get as close to the pin as I can with whatever works. But it's normally not a high loft, yeah.
Tim, I can top that. I have to use a putter when I'm within 30 yards of the green.
Yeah, it's pretty pitiful.
Yeah.
Chris Wyckoff is joining us.
Well, what's reassuring, when Jack was talking, you guys have seen the specials and stuff and all the documentaries on Jack, there was a time in his career when he had putting yips, and he was like, he had to putt around the bunkers, around the greens. He couldn't even a ball.
Yeah, couldn't chip it.
If it happens to Jack, I'm okay with the fact that it's definitely happened to
me. Well, it's Monday on the Robert Trent Jones course, Chris. And we're with Chris Wyckoff, the owner and founder of Swing Fit Club, that's exclusively here at Palmetto Dunes. And anyway, Jim Grosjean's joining us too. Jim's a part of the Golf Talk America crew and a very accomplished musician in Nashville, recording artist. And Jim's a golf nut. I mean, he really is. He plays golf as much as he can, and he's always working. He goes to, I won't name the place where you can go in and see videos and play pushing buttons on the floor and all that kind of stuff. But Monday, you're in the mental thing too. Jim, you were out there, and you had a wide bunker. You were about 35 yards, and he walks up and says, oh, God, this is going straight in the bunker. Well, you just wished it in there, and you did it. You flopped it over into the bunker, but then he comes out of the bunker. He can't chip, he says, around the greens. He comes out of the bunker and puts it within a foot of the cup out of the bunker. Now, I come out of the bunker, and I think I skied a couple of greens yesterday, caught it a little thin. I almost killed him one time while he was standing by the flag. I said, tend the flag, this is going in. And all of a sudden, it just flew straight across past him. But Chris Wyckoff, tell us this. When we talk about chipping, now we've talked about woods fitting, putter fitting, irons fitting. Let's talk about wedges.
Yep.
Because I look in people's bags, and they have a 47 and a 60.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, the gapping of those wedges, how important is that?
It's very important. Gapping. It's all about how they use them. So, you know, most people will need, as clubs have gotten stronger lofted, the lofts have gotten stronger. You're going to need, you know, at least a 50, a gap wedge or a dedicated 50-degree wedge for most people. And then a 54 or a 56. You know, we kind of like 54s for a lot of people. For the average person we see, from a distance gapping perspective, it fits right a little closer to that gap wedge. You can still use it out of the bunkers. And then
now, a gap wedge is typically 48, 47, 48?
Yeah, it depends which model, which line you're looking at. Yeah, 48 to 50 degrees.
And mine's 48.
Okay.
My 718s.
Okay. Yep, so then we would fit you into probably, you know, depending on how many fairway woods or hybrids, you could even go to three wedges.
Yeah.
After that, you could do a 52, 56, 60, or you could,
Here's the question I have for you. Now, I know we're getting really technical, but I think it's important for our listeners.
Yeah.
You have, let's say somebody has a set of, goodness gracious, I think we dropped our lunch, a set of AP1s, for instance, okay,
yep.
a little game improvement style iron.
Yep.
And they go all the way up to the 48 degree gap in AP1s, and then their next club in the bag is a 52 SM7 or SM6.
Right.
Vokey. That's 3 pounds heavier than that 48 degree. Do you see that a lot?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so how do you rectify that?
In the build and in the shafts. And so most wedges, especially the Vokies, the swing weights are going to go up into the wedges, and that's fine. It's more of a feel sensation club. But playing the stock standard wedge shaft is it's not really a good idea for a lot of people. Especially if they're playing like lighter weight, or if they're playing graphite shafts or something, to go from a 70 or 80 or 90 gram graphite iron shaft, and then all the way up to 130 gram wedge shaft. That's a big change.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's a huge change. So we, in our fitting process, we'll go through. We'll determine the ideal shaft for them. But otherwise, I mean, an oversimplification is just to simply carry your iron shafts through to your wedges, or you can soft step your wedges to get them a little bit softer.
Sure.
It's kind of a general, you know, recommendation that way.
Well, that's, you know, I'm all about short game. I mean, I've lived on golf courses, and that's why my short game is what it is, and my putting's what it is, because I didn't have time to go play.
Because he would sneak out in the evening and
Number five, Sawgrass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
East course. So, yeah, that's what I used to do every night when I was in town, is chip and putt and chip and putt. And I just, wedges were very important to me, and I got that 60 degree where I could play Phil with that thing. I mean, I could fly that thing over a tree and just...
Yeah.
I loved it. Now, my driving sucks. Let's just be honest. I'm just all over the place, so I have to get refitted on that driver, because that's where all my penal shots were yesterday and Monday was off of that driver.
Yeah, we see that
three wood, I can take that three wood and tag it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... And it went away. January, I was at Santee, South Carolina, playing in a tournament. I shot 3 under the first day, and I didn't miss a fairway with the same driver I'm playing with today. So what happened?
You got lucky.
You mean this? You know, Jim got lucky monetarily this week out on y'all's courses here at Palmetto Dunes.
Yep.
But I got really lucky. I was just, something was working, but I don't know what it was. And that's 99% of the golfers out there have that same problem because they don't, again, go get fitted and have somebody analyze what they're doing, get the proper stick in their hand. Now, when you fit somebody, say a 17, 16, 15 handicap or whatever comes in, and you fit him, and he works on his game and he brings that thing down to about a 9, do they come back and refit?
That would be kind of the edge where you'd want to start. People don't change as much as they think they are. You know, every day I get the, oh, what swing are you going to fit? To me.
Okay, that's where I was going.
It's like, which one are you going to fit? And it's like, you really, unless you're a low single digit, you have one swing. And, you know, your face might be open or closed 1 or 2 degrees difference. You know,
that's pretty much it.
It's pretty much it. Your tempo is going to be about the same. Your path, everything is pretty much going to be the same in terms of where you need to be for fitting.
Do you see a lot of people, like I know I did, consciously, I know what I was doing because I was having so many problems. When I start spraying the golf ball off the driver, I start coming more and more inside, inside. And that's just the kiss of death, because it's the exact opposite of what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But our brain
Yeah.
Is talking to us differently.
Yeah, we see that, and we see the people that slice it, all they do is start aiming left.
Yeah.
And that's
and then lay it out in the fairway.
Right, and you just create a bigger banana ball.
Great story, okay, before we take a break. A buddy of mine in Houston, we were playing golf. This is many, many years ago, and he had a wicked slice. Mm-hmm. But he could hit the ball a ton, so he'd just aim dead left.
Yeah.
Well, this one country club was called Hearthstone Country Club. And we're playing with new members there. We're playing with one of the members. And first hole, the guy looks at him and says, "Where are you aiming, man?" He said, "I'm aiming over there." He said, "Just watch." Cuts it right in the middle of the fairway. And you know who I'm talking about. It's Roger Sarchet. So the second hole, same thing. Flares it way out to the left and drops it right in the middle of the fairway. The third hole, he sits up on the tee box. He aims way left, and the guy says, "Hang on a minute. Look, I'll let you take it out and drop it because you're aiming right at my windows." And he had a gorgeous big glass, you know, all glass on the back of his house. He said, No. "I'll give this hole to you. Don't aim at my windows." So, and that's what people do. They put a Band-Aid on a problem, you know, mm-hmm. and you can't Band-Aid a carotid artery cut.
No.
And that's basically what slicers try to do, and it just doesn't work. So mm-hmm. Chris Wyckoff, the founder, owner of Swing Fit Golf here at Palmetto Dunes Resort. 100 best club fitters and Golf Digest list for 15, 16, 17, and 18 is a huge, huge, huge honor. He fits PXG, Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Mizuno, Ping, Cobra, Adele, and he'll fix you. Jim Grosjean, what do you think about your experience before we get out of here?
I'd like to go back for a complete fitting and change all my clubs and become the great golfer I know I can be.
Okay, that was a joke. Okay, no, seriously, what did you think? I mean, it was pretty cool. They put you
the suit, everything you think you're in you're in 2050 or something in the future.
It's kind of like Tiger when they set him up for the video game,
all
right?
Over your body.
Yep.
And there's nothing that they can't tell you
of what you're doing. Now you video that, right?
Well, it records it, yeah.
It records it.
Yep, and so it's showing us everything that's going on, showing us what the shaft's doing, what the club face is doing, what his body's doing, and so it allows us to find a better shaft faster.
How do our listeners find Swing Fit?
Internet's the easiest, swingfitclubs.com.
Swingfitclubs.com, and you're here at Palmetto Dunes.
Yep.
You're set up at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course. So they can find you through Palmetto Dunes also,
yep.
I would believe.
Mm-hmm.
And average, how much time does it take to come in just for a tune-up fitting, whatever?
We kind of break our fittings up. You have driver and fairway woods, one fitting. Irons, hybrids, another fitting. We like to allow an hour and a half or so for each one of those. That way we're not rushed, and we can make sure we care a lot more about getting it right than just cranking them out and getting them done.
How many people come in and say, I just want to work on my putting?
Not enough.
Exactly. I knew that was coming. That was a baited question because – you know, wedges and putters. I'm just wedge putter guy. Can't help it. It's just that's where you score.
Sounds like we might need to work on your driver a little bit, though.
Yeah, I probably need to take I have a vertical groove driver. I have the Titleist. I have Ping. I have Mizuno. I've got a whole den full of drivers, and I think it's up here and between these two ears is the hardest fairway to hit.
It is.
Is pretty much. Chris Wyckoff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We could talk all day about this, but we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, more from Golf Talk America at the Palmetto Dunes Resort in Hilton Head Island, because we're here for the RBC Heritage Classic. Don't go anywhere, everybody. Well, that was a pretty short break, given the fact that you're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, pgatour.com/podcast. And when we take a break, you don't hear all the commercials. Isn't that good? So it's kind of quick. It's fun. Frank Bassett with you. Tim Matthews is off the air right now. He's doing some other things. But just wanted to close out the show and just a couple of observations for the week here at Palmetto Dunes Oceanfront Resort. Number one, you got to come here. It's the people, the place, the food, the accommodations, the cool bicycles that you get to ride around this property on. You don't have to get back in your car once you really get here. Everything's right here on property. Had dinner last night at Alexander's, which is a very upscale restaurant here as part of the Palmetto Dunes property. And they seated us by the fireplace and the bar. It was elegant, quiet, gorgeous. Steak and lobster was awesome. It was an experience. And it is here at Palmetto Dunes Oceanfront Resort. So everybody, go to palmettodunes.com and check it out. All the golf instruction that you have here, the pickleball, which was kind of cool, 3 golf courses, 9 instructors, and some really, really cool people that we met with. Doug Weaver, one of my favorite guys as far as a teacher is concerned. I had not met him until this week. And I have to tell you that he inspired me. He moved me to want to go out and get better, and he really did. I mean, the man is like a whisperer. He's just gentle, yet very firm and very incredibly knowledgeable, outside of the fact he had a hole-in-one in a U.S. Open. So that was pretty doggone cool. Anyway, I can't say enough about how great this place is, how much fun we've had here. We're going to be here the rest of the week. We're getting ready to head over to the RBC for the Pro-Am this afternoon. So we'll be at the RBC Heritage. We'll be giving you some updates later in the week from there here on Hilton Head Island. And I guess that's it. You know, I got to go out and get some sun, go to the beach, hang out, have some fun. We love each and every one of you. Thanks, everybody, for listening and downloading. And spread the word to your friends. Get some followers on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Follow us on Facebook. Check us out on pgatour.com/podcast. Tune in, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Alexa, play Golf Talk America on TuneIn. Thanks, everybody. It's been a blast. We'll see you soon.